We're just gonna
no
go.
Spoilers.
We're going
no
right
Phantom
into
Thread.
It's like
spoilers.
Nick and I saw Phantom Thread.
Do not spoil Phantom Thread to
we
me.
We didn't see it.
We did. We
I'm
saw
about
it.
To watch
we saw
it.
Him at, I'm not spoiling the movie, but there was like an NPR New York City audience, and then the forced laughter in the theater was just the two of us were looking at each other.
Was it funny? I thought it was. He was
and
abusing
then at the
a
end
bitch.
Of the movie, there's a punchline. You realize see? The entire thing has been building up to a punchline.
Well, don't even come close to spoiling.
And then Nick and I started laughing, and then everyone else in the theater was silent.
New York Bitty. Yeah, he likes the abuse. It's about abuse.
Okay.
It's about people that...
That's enough.
That conflict is not
I've heard
abuse.
Enough.
I might have to switch out. Do I sound like I got a weird sound?
I'm not wearing cans, so I don't know.
Do I sound...
I don't think so.
Whatever. Fuck it.
Fuck it, dude.
Maybe next time.
On the next one, we can fix it.
Luckily, we brought a separate cable, but
we're
yeah.
already 56 seconds in, man.
I know.
We're going to stop and start
too
over.
Late,
no, I would just swap the cable out.
I would be so pissed if we had to restart.
If we had to lose that.
I would absolutely.
The
I would
things
just,
we were just talking about.
I would start breaking stuff.
let me just make sure that we have November 5th.
Oh. What a beautiful day it is today.
Yeah.
What's the date, Nick?
Of the episode?
That it is today. Yeah. Wink, wink.
We're really doing our pre-show.
No, I just need to have the copy in front of me before.
Oh, so this is a regular episode, not a premium?
This is a regular episode. Stop letting people into the workshop, Adam.
Exactly.
The workshop of the mind.
This is our two-sentence conversation we usually have before.
I'm trying. You got to be a professional, Adam.
Dude, everyone knows that I'm the professional in the group.
No, absolutely not.
That's what they
the
call
professional
me.
Professional dancer.
That's right.
No, they call me the Leon.
You're
the
a
professional.
Private dancer. You suck yeah. off a giga for
it's just
money.
It's funny to imagine the studio being like, well, we like the script, but you can't call it Leon the pedophile.
Call it professional.
People, yeah. How about the professional? We'll split the difference.
Yeah, and it's their problem if they say that little girl is hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's on
even
you.
Even though we dress her up like
even
a
though we
slutty
makeup
adult
on her,
lady.
This
yeah.
is my wife, my baby wife. She is my wife who is also a baby. And now I have to kill the bad guy because my wife, she demands that I kill for her. That's the same guy that did The Fifth Element, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke beats off.
Dude, we are Luke
that's,
beats off.
That's, I would love that. On the lineup this week.
I watched it
you did.
A couple months ago.
It's
and
so
it's
good.
Another movie that's clear a pedophile wrote it. This time it's a woman. She's in a lady's body, but she's got the brain of a child.
She's a retard.
She's trying
brain.
To learn English. Like,
well, she's getting smarter faster and faster. She's growing up.
It's this guy is so, everything
she finds
he
out
does.
What war is.
He should be able to go to jail off of those two movies uh-huh. alone. There are two movies about excusing
stop,
being a pedophile.
Stop trying to ruin jacking off to her in the bandages.
Look, I made the
she's
point.
She's hot
before, but it's so funny that first scene in the movie where they reconstruct her from like that alien's arm,
mm-hmm.
and then like the general of the space army is like sees her in the tube and he's like, oh, I'm gonna have to take some pictures. It's like we're supposed to believe this like 7-year-old man has just never seen a naked woman before.
That his dick even gets hard.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a PG-13 movie. Yeah. So it's like
in my opinion, that is peak Tucker.
The oh, Tucker crushes
intergalactic
it.
Gay space.
Tucker
podcaster.
Absolutely crushes it, bro.
Ruby Rhodes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A gay intergalactic radio host.
Mm-hmm. And I love that their show was just done while walking. That was, you remember that part? Where
I haven't seen it in years, but it was.
They did have like an Aaron Sorkin themed MTV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Walk with me, baby. Yeah.
Oh, like they go down hallways and stuff?
I had to come all the way to space to be gay. Tell me, what are you doing here? Are you Chinese or blue? What are you like an Indian blue bitch? Are there white versions of the blue bitch? On your planet, do they got white blue bitches and you're the Indian type of blue bitch?
Shouts out to Chris Tucker.
You're like the Kamala type of blue bitch
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
in Blue World.
Yes.
What are the white people? Are they green? What do they call white people where you're from?
Shouts out to Ruby Rose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ruby Rhodes.
And
Ruby Rose is the lady that's...
Who's that?
She's like hot, but she has short hair, and they're like, she's a fucking...
genderqueer icon.
Because she has a short haircut?
Yeah, I mean, she tapes her titties up, and she's in, I think she was in Orange Is the New Black.
Oh.
But, I, you know, if somebody's hot as shit, they don't get points for being brave, I think.
Uh-huh.
No, in my opinion.
Just because you call the show the L word doesn't mean I'm not going to jack off to it.
Yeah, it's actually the J word. It's Ruby Road jacking off.
Is the character.
Yeah, that's the brother.
Huh?
Ruby Road is the character.
No, Ruby Rose.
Oh.
I was talking about someone else.
Someone who's hot.
Yeah.
A hot lesbian.
Or I don't know if she's bi or if she's even, or maybe they're they, I think. If I had to guess, they strike me as a they.
They're hot.
The bad guy in Fifth Element is named Jean-Baptiste Emmanuel Zorg.
God damn.
It's Gary Oldman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the stones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does a southern thing.
Someone put the stones up your ass, sir.
Oh, yeah, but he's working for evil aliens that are destroying everything.
He's partnered with them, I think.
But they just, usually that's like the double cross that they tell them, oh, you're going to be safe. Yeah. But this movie, they're just like, oh, yeah, no, we're also going to kill you, but you have to do what we say. And Gary Oldman's like, yes, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And he has hair to the side.
He has the alt-right haircut.
He does have alt-right haircut.
With a plastic thing on his head. Damn, I want to see that movie. I love that movie.
Father Vito Cornelius, General Munro, Diva Plavagut.
Doesn't Bruce Willis try and rape her, too?
Yeah.
Who, Mila Jovovich?
Yeah.
He holds her down and fucks her, and then he goes, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
That rape was actually a Christmas movie.
Dude, this director needs to go to fucking prison.
Mm-hmm. He's just French, dude. It's legal there.
Is it? Can you
stop being so Western.
Sorry, dude.
Stop being so American.
I'm fucking uptight.
So provincial.
You'd think my Greek roots, I would be, you know.
Yeah, well, no, but you're see, just covering, what I, dude.
The thing
you're
is,
covering for the crimes of your people.
The thing is, I come from a culture where it's got to be a boy you tutor in mathematics
it's more
and philosophy.
Honorable, yeah.
But you stop when he's a man or he's gay.
Not like a slutty girl. Not a slutty girl.
You'll hit this stuff. So the song from the Fifth Element that the blue bitch sings, it's impossible to sing, actually. They do like computer-generate tones that humans can't make.
Interesting.
But the closest they got was an Albanian.
No. Yeah. Wow. This movie sucks, I decided.
Invamula.
Invamula?
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
Invamula is some pussy.
I'm
in the mood for some
pussy. I'm in the mood for pussy.
In the mood for pussy by
Wong Kar-wai.
No, do a joke with the name. Don't just let people know the name of the movie. Know who directed
that was
it.
I agree. That was gay of me.
And especially when it's Long Cock Way. Yeah, easy. Yeah. I mean, without even thinking for a second.
In the mood for pussy. But Long Car Wide?
Long Hard Wide. It's gone a lot of ways.
Yeah, but you know what? It didn't. And why? Because you want people to know.
Listen, guys. Keep me honest.
You know that guy's name.
You got to keep me honest. This might be our earliest episode of
It's
Come
funny
Town
because
recorded.
Yeah,
I guess that's true.
You're like your inability to help yourself with that and stealing jokes. It's kind of like what we were talking about with
food.
Yeah.
But this has to do with stealing.
All three of us have a specific sickness.
No, that's not my sickness.
And me and Nick have real problems with food, and we're addicted to it in a way.
I've like fully accepted that I have like a straight up eating disorder.
For sure.
Say that I'm obese.
As I do,
drugs.
You are. First of all, who said anything about obese?
Okay,
we were talking about eating disorders.
Because I'm not obese at all. I'm in much better shape than you are. And
everyone knows that my addiction is trusting
theft.
Is trusting people I love.
That is actually literally true. You're a fucking sucker. But also, you're addicted to stealing.
You know what? My problem is loyalty.
And proving that you know little facts.
That is truly the worst thing in the world.
And you do it. And you have never, in the years that we've known each other, you've never tried to...
I've been working through it in therapy.
I don't think you
real,
have.
Though.
I don't think you have.
The impulse that a Jewish person has to say, oh, he's Jewish? Like, if Sammy Davis Jr. comes up?
Yep.
That is literally something that I've deliberately tried to work through in my life.
All right.
It is obnoxious
and
horrible.
I would just say,
and the tidbit thing is like
that's weird because I just don't want to.
So
I don't want to eat an entire pizza if I have, if I just fuck up and have one garlic knot.
Listen, we all have our crosses to bear.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, well, let's start the show.
Let's start the show.
Let's get the show going here.
Let's eat a whole damn pizza.
Let's eat the entire pizza.
Hey, and after you finish the pizza, you're like, anybody go for some wings? Why don't we order some wings?
Just pretending like someone else at the party ate the pizza.
Yeah.
I guess we all ate the pizza.
Yeah.
It's literally like Ian drinking hand sanitizer on a bus and then waking up, jacking off his soft dick, eating a prostitute's ass.
It's a lot.
It feels
like
so good though to just fucking just go off the rails.
Oh, when you go off the rails, the day you go off the rails is the best day of all time.
Yeah.
It's the next day where your head is just swollen with sodium.
Yeah,
you just have diarrhea. Dude, you feel hungover, but from food. Just
I went
purely
to my cousin's birthday and I felt like my ribs were separating. My cousin's girlfriend was like, "That's what pregnant women say."
Dude, my stomach gets so fucking like bloated and hard. It's like literally, it's like that episode of King of the Hill where Khan, it's the hot dog eating contest, and it's the ring of fat that stops your stomach from expanding.
Yeah.
My stomach bumps up against the ring of fat very often.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about Kobayashi last night.
Respect.
Or whenever that
Yeah, how does he do it with a six pack?
Exactly what Khan was talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
there's
just
no ring of fat to stop him.
I look wild after a night of, like, overeating.
Distended belly, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I look insane.
Yeah. You look Somali.
It's all on the top.
Yeah.
Why do starving kids have that?
Because I believe because everything else is so emaciated that the stomach just kind of like pops out.
No, I think it actually does swell with.
There's
like
something about they look pregnant.
Oh shit, really, dude?
Yeah,
that's fucked up, dude. That picture of that vulture waiting on that kid is one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen in my life.
That rules, dude. Birds are cool.
No, fuck birds. Absolutely.
They're
fuck
dinosaurs,
birds.
Dude.
I would fucking kill every bird if it was up to me.
I'm not a fan.
Except hummingbirds. They're cute and they're little and shit.
I don't like birds.
I won't say every bird, but most birds. I guess we can keep chickens alive and kill them in the factories, which is what they deserve. Every bird should be treated like factory farmed birds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool in Sesame Street is Big Bird's just in a cage and Gordon's like pulling eggs out of his ass.
He's being force fed.
Like, keep making eggs, bitch.
Big Bird's like, I just want to teach you alphabet. Yeah, well, how about I got some letters for you right here. F-A-G.
Yep.
That's you.
And then they're like, whoa, don't be fucking homophobic, Gordon. We're just treating him like this because he's a bird, not because he's gay.
Mm.
Then we'd have to put Bert and Ernie in cages as well.
You know what would be really funny, like, just because kids wouldn't even get it? If I worked for Sesame Street, I would spend every day of my life trying to get it into the show. Or a scene where, like, you know, Elmo's with, like, a kid or something, like,
okay, Gloria, let's go see Gordon.
You know, and they're like, hey, Gordon. And Gordon's there with, like, the letter N. And then the letter N's like, I'm really sorry, Gordon. And Gordon's like, don't worry about it, man. Just fucking don't, you know. And then Elmo's like, what's going on, Gordon? What are you guys talking about? And Gordon's like, it's nothing, Elmo.
It's not a big deal.
We're cool.
Between me and N.
And yeah. So what are you guys learning today? Shapes? And then it's just, that's it. And then just nothing.
I'm going to say you would not be able to get that in.
Yeah.
That's just my hunch. They would not allow it.
Well, I would say, like, well, maybe just Gordon has a difficult relationship with the letter N. And Elmo's like, what? Why are you and the letter N mad at each other, Gordon? And he's like, because people have history, Elmo. We didn't all just suddenly appear right when you were born. There's a context to everything that's based in identity. And if you,
I think the more detail I'm getting, the less I believe you'd be able to.
No, I think it's kind of a nuanced conversation that needs to be
children need
place
to be having
on Sesame Street. Yeah, children need to confront difficult things.
I think they shoot Sesame Street in Queens, actually. So
yeah,
we should just start waiting.
Just
outside.
Showing up in full camo.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or we show
Let
up.
Let me write for the show.
We show up dressed as Snuffleupagus.
I came all the way to Queens from Brooklyn. From Country Time, Brooklyn.
Why don't we just show up dressed as the Muppets?
Yeah.
And sneak in that way.
Just dress up as Elmo.
We'll be like, oh, I'm here for work.
Yeah, I want to, I'm looking for Gordon. I got an idea for an episode. I'm trying to pitch him.
Wait, who's Gordon?
Gordon was the black guy on Sesame Street when I was a kid.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
I don't know if Gordon's still around.
I remember that guy now that you say it.
Yeah. Was he a grown up?
Yeah, he was a grown up.
Yeah. He was a grown man that hung out with babies. And loser.
Puppets.
Fuck Gordon. Was Gordon like Afro Latino? Wasn't there like, or was there just a straight up Latino guy on there?
I don't remember at all.
Were you not a Sesame Street guy?
Played by Roscoe.
Of course I was, dude. Warming. And don't you dare say I was a Barney guy, because that shit was gay, dude.
I was a Barney guy.
Dude,
I was a Barney guy, too. I was mainly a Sesame Street guy.
Remember being mad at
Oh,
like
he's Barney. Still on Sesame Street. He's been on Sesame Street since 1962.
Damn, he's
what?
A legend.
Let me see his picture. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
There's a Latino guy on it, too, isn't there?
I showed my penis to a child.
I should have taken a shit before that.
I showed my penis to a child on an Amtrak train.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Can't believe we left that one out.
Dude, it just started happening when I was... The second I was not thinking, it just took over.
Oh, hold on.
Dude,
1974 to 2018 is how long Gordon was on the show.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ. He's in retirement.
Mm-hmm. You think he, like, hated Sesame Street the way we hate the podcast? He's like, I gotta go deal with these fucking kids again.
No, because kids don't know how to fucking send pizzas to your house.
Do people do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's gotta be dangerous for you.
It's fine, because listen, if they were prepaid, I would see that as a form of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always
Have you bought any of them?
No, I never have.
You've never been tempted.
Well, can I be honest? They usually send bullshit like Domino's.
Honestly, if I were the CEO of Domino's, and I would just start doing that to people. Like, pick neighborhoods where you like get the data, figure out who's fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be like, oh, no, somebody ordered this, I guess. Just send the drivers out.
He's terrorizing San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to buy them, and then they're going to think it's free marketing.
Uh-huh. Or you know what they could do? Say, look, I'll give it to you for half price.
Mm.
And then it's free. And then you're covering your costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More people will do it, and then they have a taste for Domino's.
That was a classic Tom Green bit. The Price Cutter's Pizza, where he'd follow around the delivery guy.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
You know what I would do? I would tap the phones of Papa John's and then take orders at all my local Domino's locations and then see where, try to get the pizzas to them first, same order, but from the Domino's menu. Get cash and be like, no, I guess you ordered Domino's. And then be like, weird, I didn't think. And then just steal all of their customers. That's what
smart,
I would do.
Dude.
If I was a CEO.
If you were doing corporate espionage.
If I was a CEO of Domino's.
Regardless of the fact that
Nick's
most people are paying
CEO
by
face.
Credit card, probably.
Yeah. Well, I would make it illegal to pay by credit card.
Okay, so you would
lobby the government.
Smart.
You're only allowed to buy pizza non-prepaid cash only.
Cash only.
Cash on the barrel. You have to get a barrel.
You have to have a barrel. And but you would make it legal to tap competitors' phones.
Yes.
I got a question. How did anyone get so poor that they had to just wear suspenders in a barrel? Like,
no one ever did that.
I don't think that was so poor. I think that was the Irish being so drunk.
Was it that an Irish thing?
Yeah. The Irish got so drunk they had to live in a barrel of whiskey.
I sold all my clothes.
This is my life now.
I sold all my clothes and now I have to live in a barrel. It's saving me so much time.
My wife's mad at me because 9 of our children died last week. We only got 15 left.
Dude, how blown out were those Irish pussies in the early 1900s?
They said that there would be a great future for us in Brooklyn, but it's nothing but me beating my wife and living in this barrel.
Did they even have like the thread that sews up pussies after the babies are born back then?
The husband stitch.
Did they even have that? They probably did, I guess. They were doing surgery.
But if it's after the Civil War, I mean,
that's when they figured all that shit out.
Yeah, that's when field surgery really took off.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, damn.
He was on Sanford and Son the same time as Sesame Street.
Oh, hell yeah. My man was getting paid.
It's Al Robinson. He was played Gordon Robinson. These are the names of his characters. This is funny because you go from the 70s to the present day.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see
if
the names get more Afrocentric. His first role was Willie. The second one was Gordon Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Al Robinson. Tyrone, Lieutenant Connors, bodyguard, Gordon Robinson, Marcus Brutus, Adrian. I guess he was Greek for 2 years.
Marcus,
maybe he was in.
Marcus ain't Greek, bro.
Maybe he's Roman.
Yeah,
Gordon Julius Robinson, Captain Wallinger, Malcolm, Captain Ralston, Gordon Robinson, Sir Eddie. Eiler's partner, Gordon Robinson, Judge, Gordon Robinson,
Judge.
Pops, Gordon Robinson, Gordon Robinson, Mr. Mason, narrator, Mr. Cameron, so my theory holds up. Train waiter, Jojo, boss, Officer Oscar Ricour, Mike Stanton, Jerome Howard, Bryant Davis, Dr. Grady. I guess Adam's just gone.
Yeah.
I thought it would be funny if the names still were like, Willie.
Africa Bombada.
Yeah, and then you get further into his career, and it's like fucking Chicken Tikka Masambo.
Jesus Christ. He's not even... Never mind. I'm not going to say what that would make more sense for.
Yeah.
I sucked a penis on... What was it? He put a gun...
Yeah, yeah.
He put a gun into my head and made me suck his dick. No. I am sad. I got raped. I hate it. I hate being raped. He put a gun up to my head and made me suck his dick.
Made me suck his penis.
He spread my ass cheeks and then fucked me inside of my ass. Yeah. I hate it. Getting raped.
This is fucking annoying. So we have to do reads. And usually I keep a timer on my phone or whatever, but I tried setting up the iPad, and the iPad keeps shutting off.
You can do that. You can fix that in settings.
In settings?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about any of that stuff, partner.
Display, brightness.
Listen, I don't know anything about settings. I'm more of a, about characters, about dialogue.
Of course.
You know. No, sir, it's the settings on your phone. Plot-driven.
Plot points.
I wrote a story. I'll write a story sometimes. You know, it could be a Western.
Mm.
We're talking 1870.
Yep.
You know, in the middle of Yuma County.
Yes.
Or a space opera.
Doesn't matter.
You could cast this.
Characters are the same.
The characters are the same. No, sir. Just go to settings on your phone.
On your phone. Just the brightness needs to go up.
I didn't even get pussy until I was 27 years old. Would you believe that? I might call up Apple support later. The problem is they have all your information now.
Right.
You used to be able to prank call customer service departments.
Well,
I guess you still can. It's just you can't get really past, like, if you pretend to be old, you can get past their, like, asking for your name.
Uh-huh. Right.
You'd be like, I don't know. They get, and they're like, sir, your name, please.
Wow, that's a good question.
But what's really important is the keys, because there's keys for your house. And that's not the same as the one on the computer, is it? It's not the same one, is it? What about this thing with a keychain here? Is that, do I click on that? Do I hit delete? No, sir, don't. What do I do?
I deleted it. I deleted everything.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If you want to delete your dick's inability,
your
dick
soft,
being
soft.
If you want to delete your soft dick,
yep.
You can delete... some blue chew pills.
Deleak them.
They're delectable, actually.
They are. They taste really good.
They taste really good.
They're good.
They're basically candy.
I eat them alone all the time just because it's like, well, I kind of want a Smartie or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They are a lot like Smarties.
Yeah.
And you could probably give them to a kid and he wouldn't even notice.
Damn, I miss Smarties now.
I was never a Smarties guy.
I wasn't a Smarties guy, but you'd get them on Halloween and you'd finish eating the good candy and then there'd be a thing of Smarties and you'd be like, you know what?
Like, fuck it.
Smarties was the top tier of the second choice candy.
Yeah.
Well, what's that tier? Build it out for me.
Minor league candies.
What are the minor league candies?
Smarties, Milky Ways.
What?
Milky
Way. Not crushes.
Milky Way. Three Musketeers, not Milky
Way. Three Musketeers also crushes
Milky
Ways. Smarties.
Milky Ways.
But it's a second tier candy.
You don't fuck with Milky Ways?
It's Here's the thing.
Too
if, you
sticky.
Put, if you put
Oh my God.
If you put Three Musketeers in the top tier, then they're dog shit. I mean, you wouldn't. It's a.
That's a good point. Make the top tier.
Because here's Three Musketeers, like, lives in the territory of Three Musketeers, Snickers, Milky Way.
Right. They're and all at the bottom.
Yeah.
Right.
And
that's, right.
And
right.
Then I'll second to that,
though, I'm a Milky Way over
Canadian,
Snickers guy.
The Canadian league of that world is Baby Ruth and Payday.
Sure,
that's who
sure.
lives in that world.
Too I would rather peanut. Have a
100 grand bar lives in
100
that
grams good. 100
they're
grams
good. I'm just
better.
Saying they're playing in different leagues.
100 grand is what?
It's a side. It's a, it's
CEO, I think I have no problem bumping 100 grand up to. You know what? You're right. It's a euro. No, it's from a different league,
a
but
lateral,
it can play with them.
Of course. It's a ladder. Yeah. We have exposition games where we're eating
you're
all
right.
the candy.
Uh-huh. You're right.
That's right. But I would go 100 grand at Baby Ruth over at Milky Way.
Shut the fuck up.
Any day.
100 grand.
I need a crunch.
No, Baby Ruth can suck my fucking dick.
Anyways, Blue Chew tastes like Smarties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a pill that gets your dick hard.
Hardy.
Uh-huh. Okay? You know what? My penis, it sucks. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, you know? When I the first time I had sex, not only was my dick bent, but it was small.
It was small and it was soft.
And it's not, I explained to the girl, she's screaming, she's crying, I'm holding her down, I'm telling
I'm
her.
I'm holding her down,
and
I'm telling her.
It's not bent. It's the only that one side of it works.
Let me fuck you sideways.
We're gonna, Jesus.
Then it'll be straight.
God, Jesus Christ. It's like, you know, you deal with these fucking brides.
These fucking hers.
And they,
horse?
You gotta, I don't know.
Are we doing a Chicago?
Yes.
We're making fun of people from Chicago because all their dicks.
Anyway, my dick is shaft.
Yeah, I got a deep dish style penis. it's bent sideways. Everybody in Chicago, that's the thing. It's a Chicago thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Everybody else, they got straight dicks.
It
that's
goes
fine.
Down and then it goes out.
My dick, it kind of hooks around in a weird way. It's like a
and
fucking.
And you could use it to serve deep dish.
It's like a warped piece of lumber. You know, it's garbage. It's uh-huh. anywhere else, it's garbage. It's
I'm gay.
I'm gay too. That's the other thing. There's a lot of people.
It's a Chicago.
It's
thing.
A Chicago.
You
thing.
Know, in New York, you get a New York style of pizza, and that's real flat. And we don't like that here. What we like is being bent over and getting fucked with a gun to our head. That's what you call a real New York Chicago.
Yeah,
they call it a New York Chicago.
That's a Lou Malnati style.
They call
thing.
It a Chicago style New York City, and that's where you mm-hmm. get put down on your knees. Your partner takes a Blue Chew,
uh-huh.
and then his dick gets hard,
and then he puts a 9mm in your mouth and makes you suck on it.
That's right.
While the Blue Chew kicks in. At that point, you know, you already got a lot of saliva built up in uh-huh. your mouth from sucking on a gun, and you're ready to suck cock Chicago style.
And you wake up, you're bloody, so then, you're yeah. crying, and you maybe check out an improv comedy
they
show.
Call that they call that a Chicago typewriter. You know what that is?
What's that?
It's a typewriter where you write all your gay secrets on it and put it away in a little drawer where your mom can't find it.
Chicago style.
You know, because you're sharing a what are their houses called? Chicago bungalow.
Yeah.
You know, I've lived in a Chicago-style bungalow with my mom since 1973. Yeah. And when I was 13, I picked up a Chicago typewriter.
Right.
You know, which a lot of people, you just write gay secrets on it. And you tuck it away. For years, they kept it in a drawer, but one of my stepdads found it while he was looking for pornography.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And
I had to bludgeon him to death with the baseball bat.
Yeah, well, he took me out into the garage. And he stapled my butt cheeks closed. And he said, the only way anything's getting in here is if they got one of those things you pretended was a monster.
Yeah, those jaw things.
The little monster
toy.
Yeah,
with the fangs.
Good luck finding one of those in Chicago. The only thing we have here, pal, is dildos. That's all we sell is dildo pizza. Back then, of course, the only topping on a deep dish pizza was a big sloppy dildo.
Yep.
All greased up with ass juice and cum.
Right. But the point is, when you're getting fucked Chicago style,
you want blue
make
chew.
Sure your partner's got Blue
they
Chew
want
in
blue
his cat.
Because it's the same generic ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
The Chicago style.
They call that deep dish dick pills. The pills are thicker. You know, it's the same milligram dosage.
Uh-huh.
But you can use them as earplugs so you don't have to listen to the sound of your son being sodomized upstairs by your partner. You know, you got to do a lot of things. Chicago rents are going up.
true.
Everybody's moving to Chicago because of coronavirus.
Right. You know? I heard that. Because and so just to be clear, you have to prostitute your son. Yeah. Because of that, your son has to get
you
fucked
gotta
by
a
your
room
partner.
Out in your house, and your son, your son's being molested up there. So,
so you can
you
end make ends meet.
That's why you need a deep dish style of blue
deep dish style dick pill.
You get it right here in Chicago.
Put it in your ears or in your mouth. You make your dick hard.
You plug it. You pull it. Put it in your ear, and it works in your ear too.
Yeah,
that's how they call that taking dick pills Chicago style. You shove it in your ear, and then it's a slow burn because everybody in Chicago has got a bent dick, so you really only need half the pills to get the good side of your dick hard.
Oh yeah,
they call it the south side.
Right,
the south side gets hard, and then the top stays limp, so the whole thing curves back around.
Interesting.
And then your dick.
It's kind of the opposite, where the south side is good on your dick.
In Chicago,
in
everybody's
city.
Dick,
the south side's
it
bad.
It loops back and points at you, and you walk around with your pants down. You go, "You talking to me, pal?" Or you, "Hey, you talking to me?"
Yeah.
Right.
Because that's and the dick points at you.
Right.
And they can't do that in New York. That's why you got to have De Niro. He's got the little gun in the movie.
Right.
Remember that? That was sort of a reference to Chicago.
Yeah.
About how everybody when he whips a gun out of his sleeve, that was Scorsese saying, "I've been to Chicago. I've seen what their cocks look like." We all know about the cock situation in Chicago, the way their cocks point back at you. So anyways, you want a couple of Chicago deep dish style blue chew pills. Same generic ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Tadalafil and Sildenafil.
And guess what? You don't got to go to an old fucking doctor.
That Sildenafil reminds me of my friend Phil Sildena.
Right. Oh, great guy, Phil.
Good guy, that guy.
Chicago guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. You know what? I knew that because I knew him from Chicago and we grew up there together, but I never put it together that he was a Chicago guy. And never left.
Plus, his cock looks exactly like you described.
I've been living on Beaker Street in Chicago my entire life.
Right.
North Side.
They got that?
Sure. Yeah,
yeah, every street is just streets from New York, but you take a letter out. So
I've never
Beaker.
Been in New York. I lived in, Beaker and Houston Street.
Yeah. Houston.
In between Beaker and Houston.
And Mulberry.
Yeah.
Over there on Mulberry Street.
Mulberry. I was living there for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And now it's the wrong city. Whoops, there you go. You don't pay attention for a second. You end up somewhere completely different. End up in a different place.
The point is...
Philadelphia, it's like Chicago, but nobody's gay. But none of that weird gay Midwestern stuff.
And you don't got to go to no gay doctor. You do it all online.
Yeah, New York.
From Chicago or Philly. I don't really know where we are anymore.
They got thin crust pizza in New York. In Chicago, they got deep dish. And in Philly, they got whites only pizza. do you mean white pizza? Yes, yeah, so
whatever.
Right, that's what that means.
Yeah, whatever.
I guess it's got a cream type of cheese also.
Yeah, we got cream cheese. That's our type of shit. Mm-hmm. So now go. If you could do it from your home in Philadelphia.
You can go to
BlueChew.com.
All right. Give me a second here. Let me get back to... We got to get back to talking about Blue Chew.
We going back... We doing Philly or are we doing Chicago?
I can't tell the fucking difference anymore.
I can't do Chicago anymore.
I think it's lost. I don't know what the fuck happened there. Well, something changed and now... The fuck?
Now we're not capable of it.
Now I can't... I hit my limit with that fucking city.
It doesn't help the... It doesn't help the Philadelphia's.
You know what I think?
Dundalk.
So we slip into it,
no problem.
The problem is that you tried to do Chicago and you ruined it for me.
Well, if you were actually good at The Voice, it wouldn't matter what the fuck I was doing.
Excuse me, I am actually good at
The Voice. Okay, well then why the fuck ain't you been able to do it yourself?
Because you started talking and you started
I was doing it pretty good. I slipped one time.
Yeah, and that's
right. One time.
And it was your
and I went right back, but you had to go to Chicago.
We're on a tandem bicycle here, and you fat-footed those pedals backwards.
I did it one fucking time.
And you ruined the whole thing. Bicycle fell over. Now we look like a couple of fags on the side of the road with our bicycle falling over. that's a funny mental image, is two gay guys on a tandem bicycle that's just in a gutter.
Yeah.
And they're like, help us! Police! Help! Somebody call the police! Our bicycle fell over! Our tandem bicycle!
A tandem bicycle with dildos in the seat?
Of course.
And then a... Yeah, like a,
but
like
of course.
And like a, one of those Skyrider banners flying behind it that says BlueChew.com.
That's right. Which is a great website. And if you says, like sex, you'll love BlueChew.com.
You go there, you go over there.
Cumtown.
Go to promo code Cumtown.
Yeah. And you get a free intro.
You go in there like James Caan and Thief. You say, what do you got, dick pills? You got a chink? You got a Jew chink kid? We'll take that.
Right. Well, why don't we just do the promo code?
It's a highly emotional scene.
It's a Thief. Great scene. Yeah. First of all, I'm quoting one of the greatest.
He's quoting Thief.
I know. Maybe after the actual
read
is over.
How about instead it's Jack Nicholson at the beginning of The Departed?
No.
That would be that'd be a Boston.
The thing guys from Chicago don't realize.
Okay.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use promo code Cumtown.
That's the thing Chicagoans don't realize. I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be free of...
Yep, yeah.
Right.
You gotta get guys from Chicago.
Chicago.
We got to get the beat back on the board.
We do need the beep for sure.
Get the beep back on here. All right, beepchew.com.
Go to bluechew.com, promo code Cumtown. Get your first order free or free shipping or something.
Yeah, they call me
the point is, you want your dick hard.
Billy
just
Beep.
Just get it.
Billy Beep Boys.
Billy Beep Boys.
Billy Beep Boys.
Yeah, Billy Beep Boys. Billy Beep Boys.
A couple of Beep Boys down there. Yeah, they call them Beep Boys because they, I'm not going to explain it. You know why they call them Beep Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Bluechew.com, promo code Cumtown or Cumtown 20. Blue Chew.
And let's start.
Let's start the show.
Let's start the show. BlueChew.com.
I'm gay.
They said, suck us a dick, you're the piano man.
Suck me the dick, I'm the piano man. I fucked a man inside his ass and it felt really good. Now I'm sad because it turns out that I am a gay guy. That I'm fucking gay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the settings. I'm more of a... I'm more of a plat guy.
You know, I do the plat.
I've never really cast anything that is dependent on a setting. You know? It's more about cool shots, you know.
I
it's
love
about
the cool idea shot.
Of putting Bobby De Niro somewhere where you look at him and you say, "Now there's a guy that not only fucks but he does crimes."
That's right. Crimes, and I can see his balls. Mm,
you know, I remember the original draft of Heat. I just wrote the word "fuck" down on a piece of paper, and I thought, "Where
is this Chicago Michael Mann?"
That's where he's from.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. For real, I think Thief was his. First or one of his first movies.
Oh, I had no idea.
Adam's not
that's
sure.
That's why
he's, you can hear the fear in his voice.
And then he became
the possibility of him
being wrong.
Being wrong about the movie.
I've been wrong so many times.
Yeah, but you wouldn't score points with the other Jews.
No, but I did do it in the voice of me trying to be right, which set myself up for failure.
It's a character you do. Adam trying to be right.
Yeah, David Mamet's like first draft or something, just being the word fuck, and then I wrote down fuck on the piece of paper.
Oh, that's who I meant. Mamet, not Michael Mann.
Both of them are Chicago guys.
Mamet's from Chicago?
Yeah.
Huh.
The three guys from Chicago are Michael Mann, David Mamet, and Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
Shel Silverstein's from Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago guy.
I fucking love Shel Silverstein.
Jim and
bro.
John Belushi.
That was my guy as a little kid. I used to love those books.
Yeah.
And he looks like he fucks. I didn't see a picture of him until pretty late in life.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Chicago, South Side, and that's why most of my movies, they deal with the, you know, guys saying fuck. And the idea of, like, what if you're trying to get some pussy?
Right, uh-huh. Right.
But the gang, they need you to could do one more crime. You know,
but
you
really what you want is pussy.
What you want is pussy, but you also don't want to be enslaved by the pussy. So
right.
You got to put work in between the pussy and you. And really,
that's right.
It's chiefly concerned with the idea that freedom is sort of like not only not possible,
as a state of being, but it's impossible as even an abstraction that you can comprehend, because these men don't even know what they're trying to escape to. It's certainly not pussy. It's being shot to death by Al Pacino in the in an airfield. And while that bullet presses into Robert De Niro's heart, the audience can't help but think, you know, he's probably thinking about sucking.
Getting,
cock.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's probably thinking about what he really wants the entire time. Which
so
is,
the whole movie's about being gay.
It's about blowing Val Kilmer's character.
tugging on his little ponytail while you suck his cock.
Yeah, I don't know if that's I don't know if that's true. I don't know.
It's not how I saw it.
Hey, listen, when I invited you on to do the DVD commentary, I didn't say I didn't say you get to, you're just here to say yes. Okay, Bobby?
I didn't see him as a gay guy.
I didn't see him as a gay guy. I didn't see him that way. When I do this with Marty usually holds my hand and we touch each other's penis.
But the character's not gay.
The character's not gay.
I'm gay with Marty.
The character.
Robin.
I love the
Ooh,
film.
Ooh, you're
boy.
Watching Heat.
I'm doing it. I'm making it look some money.
I'm director Michael Mann, and this is Robin Williams. He'll be doing the commentary.
He
on
wasn't
Heat
in the film at all, but...
Oh, that little goatee. It makes you wonder if it's held on with cum.
It's very funny, Robin. You know, I always wanted to do Heat with Robin, and I wanted him to play all the characters. The original idea was that it was going to be a comedy. And you know, the big joke is that we never get to see these men having sex with each other. But with test audiences, they didn't really get it. They didn't see it as a comedy. They thought it was just, they thought it was, yeah, it was too nuanced. It was too much of a heist movie. They thought it was really about the bank robbery rather than this idea that these five guys are gay with each other and they never have that, you know, moment in the hallway where they bump into each other and all the papers go scatter and they pick it up and they, you know, one hand falls on the other.
Yeah.
And they realize
a meet cute.
A meet cute. Their hidden desires are, you know, realized. So they have to be bank robbers. And that's, you know, I thought if we reshot the whole thing with Robin Williams playing all the.
Must
all
have
the
been expensive.
But he's, you know, Mrs. Doubtfire, he was busy with that, but he actually made all of his own clothes and costumes. When I met Robin in the Motel 6 off Sepulveda and down in Inglewood, we used to meet up there every Thursday. You know, we would tell our wives, respective wives, we had a business meeting. And me and Robin would show up, and he'd be dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire, and I'd bend him over and fuck him in Motel 6. I said, you know what would be great if what we could do is reshoot Heat shot for shot, but with you playing all the characters, and then release that as a director's cut. But the studio said we don't have another $40 million. We don't really have the money to reshoot the whole thing.
A lot of people think Heat, the name, is about the heat, the police, but it's a... It's really about the hottest kind
it's
of sex.
It's about the heat emanating off a man's asshole.
Yeah, hot gay sex, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what always interested me about gay sex. It wasn't the...
It's the temperature.
It wasn't the act itself. Is that when you do it without lube, the friction that's built up in an ass, and you know, eventually, of course, you ejaculate, hopefully not too early, right? Hopefully it's, you know, you have time to savor the act. Is that when you finally pull your penis out of a man's ass and you're completely hard, you know, because this is, you know, it's not the wife you've been
this
fucking for
10 years. This is the best type of sex.
You're fucking Robin Williams dressed up like a British grandma in a Motel 6 in Inglewood. So, you know, you're harder than you've ever been in your life, and it pulls out, and you can see some of the inside of the rectum come out a little bit. And the heat that builds up, it reminds me both literally and metaphorically of the Big Bang. And it makes me think, well, God was probably, you know, if God exists or whatever your conception of God is a guy going out, you know, he's out on the bareback exchange.
He's fucking dry.
He's in the clubs and he's on drugs and he's getting AIDS in the clubs.
He's fucking dry and hot.
And that's why, you know, evangelicals will say that God sent AIDS. And, you know, it's like, well, is this even really a punishment?
Right.
You know, because they got the wrong idea when they think about it, because AIDS actually makes the sex even hotter. It's like having a gun to your head.
Right.
And it's, I don't think it's a coincidence that
the emergence of the HIV virus coincides exactly with gun control laws in the United States.
So true.
Because there was never room to really have the conversation about who's affected most by gun legislation, and that is, of course, bareback exchange gay guys who love shoving guns in each other's faces.
Oh, would you look at that? The heat is over. The movie's over. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the commentary.
Ooh, see you later.
We're going to go have guys.
Thanks for joining me, Rob.
Ooh, leave the light on for me.
Leave the light on. Leave your dick on.
Leave the money on the dresser.
Cash on the barrel.
Cash on the barrel.
Can I go back to New York now?
Okay, I guess we're always through.
Yeah, Bobby really didn't take the Chicago. There's a difference between the culture of Chicago and New York that Bobby really didn't seem to comprehend.
I love Chicago. You guys are just a couple of homos.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with Chicago.
No, I just thought, I don't know if I want to get HIV. I don't understand why that's necessary for my character. To contract the HIV virus is not even part of the story.
David wanted us all to get HIV, and only Val Kilmer agreed.
Yeah. Of course, we brought David Mamet in for just some suggestions. And the thing he pressed hardest on is that all the characters should have HIV.
fuck. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
All the characters should get HIV, and you know what else all the characters should get?
Mm-hmm. Is Manscaped.
Is their cock
they
shaved.
Should get their penises groomed.
There's nothing in here. I should have printed this shit out.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the good thing is we know the product so well.
So this is, no, we do, but also this is the copy for the winter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Brace yourselves. Winter is coming.
Oh, wow.
Man, do I miss Game of Thrones.
What? No.
What the writers of Game of Thrones didn't want to tell you is that Bran was actually in a wheelchair because he didn't trim his balls with Manscaped.
That's pretty good.
Poor guy thought it was okay to trim his balls with a traditional razor or hair trim.
That's funny. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Winter is coming. Yeah. So if you don't want to have a cock so hairy that you become wheelchair bound, get Manscaped. The fucking best motherfucking cock trimmer.
It is nice because I just kind of accepted that, you know, you're going to cut your dick and balls.
Yeah, it's going to be a bloody process. Because
you were
process.
Doing it with a straight razor and just nicking things
I was using a katana.
Yeah. Which a rusty katana.
I still maintain that probably is the best way to do it.
Sure.
It's just I don't have the skills. And let's face it, I'm an American. That's why I use American-made... Let's see if that's
probably
true.
Not.
Probably not. American-made man.
But American soul.
American-branded.
Yeah. American thought up.
That's what's more important. At this point now, having your shit made in China by slave labor is more, quote-unquote, American-made.
That's true.
I trust it more.
Yeah, of course. It makes me feel more American knowing that some Chinese person's life was my enemy.
Yeah.
Right.
My ideological enemy.
Right, yeah. Right. That guy in the factory enslaved. Is your enemy.
Yeah. Because that's all we have with China is the trade war. So
a sense of superiority.
Why would you want American made? You don't want some fucking guy in America having a shit job. You want a Chinese guy having a shit job and the American guy at home shaving his balls living on welfare.
That's right.
That's right.
That's the dream.
That's the dream. And you can achieve
that.
You can achieve dick razor communism.
Right, by going to manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com and pick up the new lawnmower 3.0 trimmer.
It's beautiful.
And it comes with little Hispanic guys that landscape.
Yeah, that's an add-on.
I work for a manscaping company. I do a manscaping.
They work really hard.
They hire me a manscaped and I have to shave their balls. And I use a lawnmower 3.0.
Yes. It's great. It's quiet. Mm-hmm. It's waterproof. The battery lasts a long fucking time. Mm-hmm. It's got a light so you can shave your cock in the complete darkness.
If you're in that blackout sex room. And
advanced skin-safe technology to reduce nicks and cuts, even as a light to help you close shave down there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great.
Wow. It's like you already said that.
Right.
It's like I didn't even...
Need to read it.
Yeah. The Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer can help you whack those nasty weeds in your delicate holes.
Oh, I got a delicate hole for you, pal.
Yeah, you gotta clean your ear out before you put the dick pills in there.
That's right.
Chicago, we got it.
Your son.
Chicago guys, you're real.
Your son getting molested.
Yeah.
For shelter.
Too much hair, you can hear your son.
Yeah. I was taking my son to a Cubs game, and he got molested in the bathroom. And I couldn't hear because I had too much hair in my ears.
Interesting.
And that's after that, I started using the Weed Whacker. Now, the damage is done. That boy's scarred.
Right. You know? So might as well put him out on the street, get a little rent money.
You know, I mean, it's like your best case scenario, he ends up as a director. Some kind of director of heist movies. Worst case scenario, he ends up as a New Yorker. Jeez. It's weird that there's not more of a rivalry between Chicago and New York.
No, we don't care.
Is there even a fucking rivalry? I mean,
there isn't at all.
Isn't it one of those rivalries that only goes one way?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Baltimore and D.C., like, we don't like D.C. No one in D.C. gives a fuck about Baltimore.
No one's like,
but we're like,
Baltimore.
Fuck D.C.
Yeah.
Same way Chicago, it's like, look, whatever. Yeah. You're cute. You're in the middle of the fucking country. Mm. You're the best city there, but come on, suck my fucking dick. It's New York, dude.
The performance package includes a crop preserver, so deodorant for your balls to protect against chafing. Also, to crop reviver, ball toner, or keep your boys fresh at all times.
Yep.
If you're wondering why I talk like this, it's because I've gone deaf from using the wrong kind of ear hair trimmer.
That's right.
That's before I got the Manscaped one.
The fucking Weed Whacker.
And you know what? It doesn't say in here, but I'm assuming you can also use it on your asshole.
I'm going to say don't use it on your asshole.
Don't try to use it on your asshole. Have smelly feet, the Manscaped help with their foot dust. I'm sorry, but this is all just disgusting to me.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the sponsorship.
This is disgusting.
What's disgusting? Keeping a nice fucking grooming
I don't
habits?
Have any of these problems.
You don't have...
I don't smell. I don't have body hair.
I do have long nose
There's
hairs.
No way you don't smell.
I don't smell.
That is one of the craziest ideas you have
about
yourself.
You just like your own brand.
I've lived with lots of people. No one's ever complained.
Because you fucking shower. It doesn't mean you don't smell.
I don't smell. Have smelly feet. Manscaped can help you with their foot dust or foot deodorant made to fight odors of the dirtiest feet. Want to smell good everywhere? Good, because the refined cologne by Manscaped is a clean and fresh scent. Designed for the refined gentleman.
Yep.
So if you wear a tuxedo, you got to... I was laughing the other day about wearing a tuxedo to somebody's funeral. You're like, yeah, I thought
it was black tie.
I thought you had to wear a suit. Just take dress for like prom. On top of everything, they've even thrown in the shed travel bag to carry your goods.
It's a nice bag. The bag is nice.
I'm using it right now.
All the accoutrements are nice.
Love it.
It's nice, and I like the subscription model. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if you're the kind of person that keeps their shit together or whatever, the skin under my beard bleeds normally.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly just bleeding and chafed.
You've resigned yourself to that.
I've had mental illness.
Yes.
So for me, as a mentally ill guy, if I wanted to convert to being,
a guy who maintains himself,
this is the way I do it.
Be like Nick.
I do a whole branded package through Manscaped.
Mm-hmm.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CUMTOWN or CUMTOWN20 at Manscaped. Do you guys remember?
Oh, dude, of course.
It's XXX in the copy. But
it's probably CUMTOWN.
It's probably CUMTOWN. Just could be try CUMTOWN that. 20. Try. It's CUMTOWN 20.
Remember what the first time we got advertisers, I think it was, I don't remember what the company was, but the promo code was Nick Mullen Podcast.
That's so funny.
They didn't want to say CUMTOWN.
Yeah. Well, the biggest win for us was when, it is CUMTOWN 20.
CUMTOWN 20?
Let me just double check here.
It's one of those fucking two.
You're smart people.
You guys are smart. You want clean shaven cocks, you'll fucking figure
it out.
You
listen to smart podcasts. No, you're a smart guy.
It's important that we get the right one.
Okay, you're right.
It's CUMTOWN 20.
All right. Cumtown 20.
Yeah, Cumtown will not work. It is deactivated. Cumtown 20 is okay. The proper promo code. So use Cumtown 20 to get 20% off your first order.
And get your dick shaven so nicely.
Yeah. And they got the Shears 2.0 package.
Mm-hmm.
Stav, have you tried the Shears?
I've tried the Shears. Clip my nails. It looks nice.
Yeah. Brittany Shears. That's what they should have called her when she shaved her
head. Shaved her head.
You know, yeah, you know, I was never attracted to women, but when I saw Brittany Shears, Shears with the shaved head, I wanted to...
I wanted to at least get my dick sucked by her if I couldn't see her breasts.
I wanted to just pop that fucking bald head right up my ass. I wanted to fucking jam her in there like a doorknob. You know? Just have her get her stuck in there and then run around waving my ass around like a peacock. Just fucking windmilling her whole body with my ass
as I
twerk off the side of a yacht.
Oh, yes, sir.
Ruin everybody's spring break.
Damn, I hope Brittany's okay.
No, she's not.
I know, dude. Yeah. Her fucking dad or something's got her locked up.
She lives in a conservatory now or something.
Yeah, she's in a conservatorship. Or something.
I got something you can conserve, Adam.
What is that?
Your fucking words.
Okay.
Keep them in your mouth.
All right. I'll try to conserve it. I'll take that to heart.
I love when it's not gay and it's just purely disrespectful. Because I was thinking Honestly, Nick was going to say your cock.
I appreciate it, actually. You know.
Well, if you did, you would listen to his advice.
Yeah.
Oh, I never will.
My hard ass dick is killing me.
Yeah.
And
nobody should listen
I
to
wanna
my advice.
Get don't my do, penis sucked.
Don't do anything
penis sucked.
That I did, including the joke formats.
Especially the joke formats. Uh-huh. And keep him out of any of our DMs.
I don't know. Occasionally there'll be one. Somebody, like one, probably one out of 90. There'll be somebody that's got a song.
Don't even give them that.
Don't do that, man.
They're going to shoot their shot anyways. I don't care.
Yeah.
They're going to do it anyways. But every once in a while, somebody will do one. I'm like, all right. And I'll let them know.
Yeah.
I'll be like, okay.
Respect.
He's a benevolent king.
Not that I'm the authority on it. That's the problem is people don't understand. It involves between you and your friends.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of people that don't have friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of lonely people.
You're missing a fundamental element. Yeah.
That's the whole point,
you should
man.
Work on the friends first.
It's not that the jokes themselves are funny. It's that we hate comedy.
Mm-hmm. And we are stupid in the way you're only supposed to be stupid with your friends.
Exactly.
That's right. I'm not even good at comedy, but I'm good at the friends part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's
You're
how
okay.
I worked my way up to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll agree you're better at the friends life. Part than comedy without throwing
oh,
any
I'm
value
a great
judgment.
Friend.
Without throwing any value judgments.
I'm a great friend. I'm a great lover.
You're not. I don't think that's probably
No,
false.
I don't think it's true either.
I think you're fine, probably, if I had to guess how you fuck. Because you know why? You don't have that much to prove.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you and I basically have the same basic
don't want me in.
Grift, which is that we just make it sound like it's going to be really bad.
don't let me in. I don't make it sound like it's going to be bad.
I make it sound like it's
I
really small.
I say my dick is bad,
I say
but
my,
I'm good at
I
fucking.
I say it's really small and the sex is bad, and then if it's just a D-, then it mm-hmm. feels like a win for the lady.
I can't help myself. I have Mediterranean passion in me.
Uh-huh. That's true.
I fuck beautifully.
You're an olive-skinned sex god.
I'm supposed to be on a beach getting tan,
That's
getting my
true.
Dick sucked by tourists.
Oh, Trump conceded, I guess.
Oh, for real?
He did?
It's going to be so
what
funny when
say?
This comes out in December, whenever the fuck it does. My hard-ass dick.
Well,
oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, well. I will remember you.
Jingle Jangle on Netflix. This looks gay.
You know what I just remembered
Jingle
yesterday?
Jingle Jangle.
When,
some Christmas movie.
When he was doing... he was doing Christmas calls to kids.
Oh, I guess it's a black Christmas movie.
Who's in it?
I can't remember which one's... No, what? I mean, it's not Jordan Peele. It's...
Jordan Peterson?
Keegan?
The other guy.
Michael Keegan, Michael Key?
Keegan, Michael Key?
Yes,
him.
He's good. I like him.
Yeah, him, and then I guess
dude, the fucking substitute teacher at, on Mad TV.
I'm looking at trending topics on Netflix.
Very funny. When it first came out, it was
so
awesome.
So we get a nice soft landing.
Yeah, sure.
Into lunch.
They had that. They had a good sketch on Mad TV. The two of them, Key and Peele, where it was like two guys like squaring up to each other and then getting gayer and gayer
respect.
With one another. It was very funny.
Big respect.
Very there. Physical.
Mm-hmm.
Big very kinetic.
For those fellas.
I was just remembering when Trump was calling kids with Melania.
I know exactly the one you're going to say. Are you still a believer in Santa?
And he's like, you're seven? I mean, it's kind of borderline at this point.
No, he was like, are you still a believer in Santa? Because at 7 years old, it's marginal, right?
It's marginal. You know, should grow the fuck up. Funniest president ever.
Yeah, pretty funny.
They'll never take that from him.
Five. Four, three, two, one. And that's the episode.
No.
Press that button.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I did press it.
The record button.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know what that does. So that could have been a disaster.
I don't know. Yeah, it's this one.
It's well, I know which
it's
one it
still
is.
On there, right?
Are we cruising? Or
no,
do you
we're
wanna,
not cruising. I wanted to make sure.
Because we can keep going.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it would be funny to stop the show after
it
doing the
be,
countdown.
Yeah.
What did I just do, though? What button did I press?
This one. Luckily, it didn't do anything. But
okay.
Just to be safe, we should... I don't know the difference between the record and the play button. On that. I should fucking look at the manual for this thing, because I've had it now a year, and I'm just going to keep deleting episodes. I'll never be good at fucking anything.
Hey, come on, man.
I mean, doing the show, fine. But that was always made me laugh about comedy is like you'd see guys on stage who've been doing comedy since 1993, and they'd be like, so what? They call it a firehouse because firemen live there, but they don't call it police out, you know, and then the cord will drop out of the mic, and then they'll fumble with it for like fucking 10 minutes. They have no idea how to reassemble the only tool and job involved in your job.
It is one plug.
Yeah, they just don't know how to do a stool and a mic. Most of them don't know how to use a mic stand.
Yep.
Yeah. Amount of mic stands I've just broken mid-set.
Absolutely.
And then been like, okay, well, this is...
Oh, a mic stand is impossible.
It literally took until this year for me to understand how to use any of that.
A mic stand is like an internal combustion engine. I mean, that's engineering right there.
Yeah. I love the simple one. You just do the...
The twist one's the classic.
The best one.
Yeah. And that's a cool part of the movie.
We don't need the bendy.
Where you lower the microphone.
Oh, it feels
down.
Great.
Yeah. That's actually it's one of the benefits of being short is the power move of lowering the microphone.
It is a power move.
A lot
move.
Of people think it might be emasculating, but it's not. When you got that like little wrist action, you slam that shit down.
And you're like, let's get to work.
Because it looks like you're assembling a pool cue.
Yeah. That's right.
And you're about to like, oh, sure, pal, I could play a couple of games. I don't know much.
Hustler.
I've never played pool before in my life. I'm just a fag from Chicago. I'm just a Chicago style director. I know anything about shooting pool or even what money is or how to gamble. I've never done anything like that in my life.
I'm gay.
All right, later.
That's it.